Welcome to the Tzorba Merabanan Hilchot Shabbat program with Rabbi Shalom Rauzer. Tzorba is a revolutionary halacha sefer which guides you through over 300 topics in Jewish law in a unique signature style. In this weekly series specifically, Rabbi Shalom Rauzer learns through the Tzorba Hilchot Shabbat volumes, helping us all master the halachot of Shabbat in just 2 years. Tzorba volumes are available for purchase worldwide on Amazon. And to learn more about Tzorba, or for those in Eretz Yisrael looking to purchase volumes, please head over to tzorbaolami.com. For more information, see the description below. And now, Rabbi Shalom Rauzer.
Okay, we are up to shiur number 6 here in volume number 17. Volume 17 in the Tzorba Merabanan, Svarim Chovorot, about Hilchot Shabbos, shiur number 6. This is an exciting shiur. Every shiur is exciting, but this is a shiur about an introduction to Meleches Shabbos. Introduction to Meleches Shabbos, we've discussed in all the shiurim until now, the concept of the mitzvah saseh of Shabbos. We discuss Kiddush and Havdalah and Lechem Mishnah and Shalosh Shudos and all of the mitzvah saseh. But today we start the major, in terms of the quantity, the major discussion of Hilchot Shabbos, the Melachos of Shabbos. And today is just an introduction, which are rules and regulations that apply to every Melacha. All of the 39 Melachos have these rules. We're going to talk about Avos and Toldos. We're talking about Misasek, Mikalke, Melachos, Jenis, Rikha, Gufa, Psikresha, Grama, all of those ideas which relate to all Melachos. So we know the Torah tells us Zachar and Shamar. So Zachar we've discussed the past couple of weeks, past couple of months, and Shamar is the Losa says to guard, not to do. And the Mishnah Berurah already writes, if you look on page 245, and again, this is the Lax family edition of the volumes, and it's the Peretz family volume of volume 17. We should see Yeshuos and Nechamos and Nisim for all of Am Yisrael. The Mishnah Berurah already notes on page 245, you have the second half of the introduction. I'll just like to mention part of the first half of the introduction. The Mishnah Berurah notes the importance of learning Hilchot Shabbos. Maybe we mentioned this all the way at the beginning of our shiurim. I don't remember. But the Mishnah Berurah notes the uniqueness of learning Hilchot Shabbos. He says, first of all, one has to recognize that in terms of Chumras Ha'avera, reflecting importance of the din, Shabbos is an Isra Skila. That's the most Chumar. Bittul Aseh, Lav, Skilas Reif Harachenek at the highest level, number one. Number two, the Mishnah Berurah notes, V'nuchal liros odes chomer ha'avon, to recognize the seriousness and the stringency of this context, sheyesh be'isr chilol Shabbos, d'halo b'chol ha'avonos, by all other sins, besides for the isr of avodah zarah, kaimalan we hold, dimhu mumar chas v'shalom, le'echad mehem. If somebody is a heretic, doesn't follow shatnes, doesn't follow kashrus, many other isurim, okay, so they're not trusted, and they are negligent, and they have a stain in one area. But that doesn't make them what's called a mumer l'chol ha-Torah kula, a mumer for all, for rejecting, and there's a fault in your religious personality. But when it comes to Avodah Zarah and Shabbos, right, so that itself, those two are different. So Avodah Zarah, you understand, you don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Shabbos, how is Shabbos? No, Shabbos is also, Shabbos is a mumer l'chol ha-Torah kula, and therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, that also reflects its stringency. And finally, number three, the third Kabbalistic idea, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'gam tzorach l'das, haramach mitzvah sheba Torah, shehita l'Hashem yisparach ala adam, l'zachar mulashamram, the mitzvahs, the 248 mitzvahs asay, that Hashem put on us to guard and to keep, who connected haramach yivram sheba adam, it's connected the 248 limbs, 248, 365, it's all connected to a different part of our body. And these mitzvahs that we do, and the averis that we are zahir from, they give spiritual nutrition to us for eternity. Kenu gam kim binyam mitzvah Hashem yisparach, shaleim ksiv, asher yasa osam hadam, v'chai bohem, ki hu chayecha v'orech yamecha. These are psukim that in the Torah that teach us that Torah is life. Ki ikur chayei hanefesh l'olam haba, toli b'kiyam haTorah. The ikur chayei hanefesh is toli on the kiyam haTorah. And therefore, then he continues with the mashal, and he says, some mitzvos, you'll be in eternity, but you can live without. They're like a finger, they're like a toe, which one can live without. It's a balmum, but one can live without it. But then there are some organs, as we know in the physical world, you can't live without. You can't live without a heart, or a brain, or lungs. So too, there are certain mitzvahs that you can't live without. And Torah is obviously, or Shabbos is obviously one of those, says the Mishnah Berurah, and therefore we have to have extra care. And now we get into page 245, which is the second half of the Hakdama. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we can love Shabbos. We can love it, and I love Shabbos. But if we don't take time to sit and learn halachas, especially the Los Asays, we will find a problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ach be'eza inyan, see the second paragraph, in the middle of 245. Ach be'eza inyan nucha lavo lezua madrega shishma Shabbos v'chol pratav. How could we reach the madrega of learning Hilcha Shabbos with all of its details? There's only one way, hard work and time. Ha'etza ye'utza lazeh, she'yira lezareiz es atzmo lilmod Hilcha Shabbos, to study Hilcha Shabbos, v'lachzer alatamin, and to review it. It's finite, it's not infinite. It's a finite amount of material. It's large, but it's finite. Kedei sheyeda ha'asra mutter, to learn it and to review it, to know what's asra and mutter. Di'ilav hachi, because if we don't, afilu yilmod kol inyanim hamusarim, hamizarzim l'shmir Shabbos karoi. We can learn all the Musar books relating to how awesome Shabbos is and how we have to keep Shabbos. But if I don't know what Hilcha Shabbos is, I never heard of certain malachos, then I could love Shabbos from today till tomorrow. It's not going to help. It's not going to help. Kvar heyed banu hagom bal ur metumim. He quotes Rav Yonas and Eibeshitz in the ur metumim and the Aras Dvash. Ki e efshar klal b'mitzius. It's impossible. Li yinutzel me isser Shabbos, to not violate an isser of Shabbos. Im lo yilmod kol adinim al buryam heitev heitev. Unless we study them. Unless we study them well, it's impossible, says Rav Yonas and Eibeshitz, to fully keep Shabbos. And therefore, we have to do what we can. Says the Mishnah Berurah, one of the sibos, achas me'asibos asher yimna l'ha'olam hayediyah b'ilcha Shabbos, one of the reasons that many in the world do not keep Hilcha Shabbos, because it's chamor, we don't know halachas, that's so vast. V'yefshar lavina heiti mitol Shulchan Aruch, you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it's harder to understand. Im lo sheyeda mitchile mikari adin, you have to go to the Gemara, you have to look at the poskim. And mebnei rov tirdu mitzukos hazman, says the Mishnah Berurah, so I'm here to tell you the reasons. I'm here to give you a pirush. That's what the Mishnah Berurah was about. And today, we have so many svarim in Hebrew, in English, however you want it organized. We have ones that go by malacha, ones that go by a commonality. We have, whatever it is, Hilcha Shabbos. There's no more excuses today. And therefore, we have to get together and learn it. And then he even says in the continuation, Shemisha yilmod atoha halacha yeda kol din b'taymo v'nimuko l'alacha l'maisa v'ra'uy v'nachon l'chol yarei v'char l'dvar Hashem. All who are chared to keep the word of Hashem l'chonein chaburos. Get together in groups. Lilmod hilcha Shabbos k'deish l'ikash l'bohem, so that we don't falter, we don't stumble. So this is exactly what we're doing. The Tzurva Me'arvanan series to learn Hilcha Shabbos is exactly a key of these words of the Mishnah Berurah. And he says it's based on a medrash. The Yalkut in Vayakel says that Moshe Rabbeinu gathered kihilos kihilos in order to learn Hilcha Shabbos. Amar la Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, asei lecha kihilos gedolos v'drosh lefnei baravim Hilcha Shabbos. Study Hilcha Shabbos with them. V'yadua Sheshmir Shabbos ketikunu hukar of l'geula, that also will bring the geula. If we keep Shabbos, we'll be zocha miyad hei nigalin, one Shabbos, two Shabbosos, whatever it is, but that is why it is so crucial. So that's a little introduction in terms of the malachos that we now have the schus of starting. So first to note is, we know there are avos malachos and toldos. Avos and toldos, first topic. Avos and toldos, we know there are 39. The Torah does not say what you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. The Torah just says, don't do malacha. Losasa kol malacha. What is malacha? So Torah Shebaal Peh teaches us that there are 39 avos malachos. They are all, if I don't do malacha, it's actually not just a losasa, it's an ase. The Rambam writes that at the beginning of Hilcha Shabbos, source number 2, on page 247, Shvisa b'shvi'i mi malacha, not doing plowing and writing and coloring, not doing all of those is a mitzvah ase. Shene'amaru v'yom ha'shvi'i tishbos. V'chala oseh bo malacha, and if somebody does a malacha, bitel mitzvah saseh, v'avra lo saseh. He's mevatel a mitzvah saseh of resting, tishbos, and he violates lo saseh, shnerma lo saseh ka malacha. We know the Gemara tells us that men and women are equal in this regard. We had a discussion about the assays, women were also included, because yeshno b'shmir, yeshno b'zachira, but now we're talking about the shmira. Now we're talking about the los assays, so women are obviously included. The Mishnah in Kiddushin tells us there are only three exceptions to the rule of los assays. All los assays, even if they are time-bound, women are obligated, except the only three that are that they're pturos from, as the Mishnah tells us in source number 3, is baltakif, baltashchis, cutting off the payas and the beard with a razor, ubal, tatami lemesim, and ashes kohen can become tamei mace. But other than that, women and men are equally bound by the los ases of all los ases, including the los ases of a Shabbos. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch also summarizes in Mitzvah Lamed Beis in source number 4. Shalalasos malacha b'yam HaShabbos v'noheges b'chol makom uv'chol zman b'zacharim u'b'nekevus. Men and women. Okay, so how do we know what a malacha is? What's a malacha? What's an av malacha? What's a tolda? So we know the Mishnah tells us in the 7th parak of Shabbos that there are 39. The list of was malachas Abraham Chasarachas, right? That's what the Mishnah tells us in source number 5. Zoreach Orish, we go through all the processes. The first 11 are called Sidur de Pas, the way of making bread. And then there are other groups. Rav Ribiat has them into 4 groups, building and begadim. But the Gemara only has it in the first. The first 11 are the Sidura de Pas. We have them. The first daf in Baba Kama tells us that there are avos malachos, mashma that there are toldos. The avos are the source, the fathers. Toldos are the offspring, the secondary. And though, the Gemara tells us, though there are avos and toldos, let's say in Shvius also, avos and toldos, in Shvius the toldos are Durabanan. But in Shabbos, whether it's an av or it's a tolda, they're both daraisa, they're both biblical. They're both biblical. Says the Gemara in Baba Kama, Dav Beis, source number 6. Gabi Shabbos Tanan, avos malachos abayim chazarachas, avos, mechal dika toldos. There are avos, so mashba, that plahais, that there are also toldos. And the toldos are kiyotze bahen. The toldos are like the avos. Loshna av chatos, just like the av, is chayiv a korban chatos, which means a sin offering. That's a reflection of a biblical violation, right? An isur daraisa. If there's a korban chatos, so too, loshna tolda chatos, loshna av skilav, loshna tolda skilav. If I do it on purpose, I'm chayiv the death penalty. So what's the difference between an av and a tolda? Lemaisa, not how to define it. Uma ika ben av l'tolda, so machlokas. First the Gemara says, nafgemina di lo'avich di avos b'hadi adadi. It's hilchos karbanos nafgemina. If I do 2 different avos, I'm chayiv 2 by accident, I'm chayiv 2 karbanos. If I do an av and it's tolda, I'm chayiv 1 karban. So Hilchos Karbanos, that's the Nafkamina, that's what the Gemara says. Vilo Ovid Avitolda Diday, now on the top of 250, Lo Machayev Elachada. Rabbi Lazar, though, says you Bechayev 2 in that case. He's Machayev Atolda B'makamav. So what does he say? He says, what's the difference between Av and Atolda? It depends. Again, different ways to understand this line, but one way, it depends if it was in the Mishkan. If it was in the Mishkan, we'll call it an Av. Those are the ultimate malachos activities that were in the Mishkan. Things that connect and resemble that act, but weren't in the Mishkan, that's going to be a tolda. That's what the Gemara says. Hachtavi b'mishkan chashiva kari le'av. That which was in the Mishkan is significant, and that's called an av. Hachtalovi b'mishkan chashiva kari le'tolda. You can look at Tosfos there, and the other Rishon and the Shimon Gubetzas on Baba Kama Daf Beis for other lumdus relating to that. To that line. So this is how we know there are avos and there are toldos. The Rambam says in Pirush Mishnah is there in the 7th parak of Shabbos. Va'tolda hu shetachshov b'libcha al tatzos pulas osa malacha. The result of the act that you're doing, is it the same result? The same type of result? You have to, the Rambam tells us, you have to define the act. Let's say grinding, he says. Grinding. So in the Mishkan, they did certain types of grinding. But the Rambam says, what is the definition of grinding? As an example, you take a larger item and you pulverize it. You make it into a lot of little small items. So that could apply in many. That could apply to food. That could apply to wood, anything, many other, that's the example the Rama gives, the top of 251. One large piece, and you cut it up into tiny pieces, into small pieces. Dicing vegetables. Okay, we're not going to get into any details so much, we'll get to the malachas. But now we're talking about the principles. We'll always give examples to these principles. Nesiras ha'etz, if I cut wood, the sawdust that comes from the wood. Oshifas mataches, or if I cut metal very finely and I get little pieces. All of that are toldos of tochein. Bishul is cooking, but it's also softening something hard. So that Rambam says, if I cook metal, I'm chayav for bishul. You have to get to the root of the definition of the malacha, and then what was in the Mishkan was an av, and outside the Mishkan was a tolda. So these are the malachas. How do you get 39? So there are a couple of ramazim. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Memtes, talks about how these what was done in the Mishkan. 30. This is the Mesorah. Hey, they were chores, so were chores. Hey, Mzaru, hey, Mdashuth. So this is the Mesorah, the Torah Shabbat Peh, we have 39. Another day of there is that it says the word malacha in some form or another, malacha, malachto, maleches, 39 times in the Torah. Okay, that's one day of, but there's a fascinating enough that we hold like the Mishkan one. We all like the Mishkan one. But there is a fascinating day of this Tosfos in the Arvi Psachim that says that we had to do Avodas Perech in Mitzrayim. We had to do backbreaking labor. What's Perech? Backbreaking labor. But says Tosfos on Kuf Yud Zayin Mabezim Psachim, not on your sheet, he says Perech in Adbash. You know, the Aleph base is a mirror image. Aleph is to switch to Tav and base is to Shin. In Adbash, it's Vagal. Perech is Vagal. In Adbash, Vagal is Gematria 39. So we in Mitzrayim, we had to do the 39 malachas. So that's when we went out of Mitzrayim and we became Avdi Hashem, then we stopped doing those malachas on Shabbos. We remember Hashem took us out. That also answers the question, what does Shabbos have to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim? We say in Kiddush, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yontif has to do with Mitzrayim. What about Shabbos? So the answer is this pshat. Again, beautiful pshat based on the Medrash. But again, the one that we paskin is 39 comes from the Mishkan. These are the Isurei Daraisa, Avos and Toldos. We know there are also many Isurei Darabanan on Shabbos. The Rambam says, whenever I say the word Chayiv in Hilcha Shabbos, source number 8, whenever I say the word Chayiv, it means Chayiv, a Karban, which means Chayiv Daraisa. Kol Makom Shnemar B'Hilcha Shabbos. Sheha Osa Davar Zeh Chayiv, Hari Zeh Chayiv Kares. Chayiv Kares, if I don't do it on purpose without Edim. V'mayisham Edim Vasra, if there are witnesses and warning, Chayiv Skila. V'mayishogeg Chayiv Chatas. Chayiv always means something Daraisa. But, says the Rambam, if I say the word putter, exempt does not mean allowed. Exempt putter means exempt from a punishment. We still can't do it. It is usur midirabanan. Yisur midivrei sofrim v'harchaka min hamalacha. That is an isur derabanan. And the Rambam says there are two types of actually yisur derabanan. The Rambam per chaf aleph of Hilcha Shabbos. Now in source number 9, page 252, nemar batora tishbos afilu midvarim she'enon malacha chayav lishbos mehen, from the word shabbason, shvos. That's why Isurei Darabanan of Shabbos are called shvusim, because shvusim come from that word, resting. So you're not allowed to, even things that are not malacha, I am not allowed to do. Vidvarim harbehein, she'asru chacham mishum shvus. Many things the rabbis enacted that we're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Midrabanan, mehen dvarim asur mebnei she'in domen l'malachas. Some of them are because it looks like a malacha, and that's why it's asur derabanan. Umehen dvarim asurim gzeira, others don't look like it, but if you do it, you might come to do the malacha. Gzeira shemayavu mehen isur skila. Different types of isurei derabanan, and we'll have to learn all about them. There is an important Ramban, the Ritva, the Grand Talmud of the Ramban, likes to quote this from his Rebbe, his Grand Rebbe, the Ramban. He quotes this in Mehilchosh in Masecha Shabbos, but the Ramban is in Parshas Emor, where the Ramban writes a gorgeous thought relating to Isurei Drabanan of Shabbos. On the pasuk of Yelachem Shabbason, which is by Yantif, but it's the same idea, the Ramban says the Drabanans of Shabbos, yes, in terms of the Chovas Gavra, they are Drabanan, but they help create an environment, a Kiyim De'oraisa of Shabbason. Says the Ramban, V'nirali, he quotes a Medrash. The Medrash sounds like the Shvusim are Drabanan. Are Daraisa. It sounds like it. But that's not true, says the Ramban. Shvusim or Drabanan. So he says, Nirali, Shamedrish Hazelomar, Shinitztavinu Minatora, Lioslanu Menucha Biyantif, Afilu Midvarim She'enim Malacha. Hashem wants us to have Menucha and Yantif even from things that are not included in Malacha. Lo Sheyitra Kalayom, we shouldn't be busy all day. I could have a busy day, it looks like a weekday, without violating any malacha. Daraisa. Limdo tvuos, I'll measure my grain. Velishkol peros, I'll weigh my fruit. Vamatonos ulamale chavios, I'll fill my barrels with wine. I'll clean up my garage. Avonim, I'll just schlep this here. You could, and if it's an irmu kefas choba, you could money, you could do business. Not violating any malacha. All those is drabanan. Paying money and schlepping. Says the Ramban, that would lose the whole tam of Shabbason. Shabbason is a mitzvah zaseh to create a Shabbos environment. And even if the lo saseh, so to speak, is only drabanan, it's a kiyam aseh. Lokach amar Torah Shabbason sheyia yom shvisa u'menucha lo yom torach. It says the Ramban, v'zeo pirish tov v'yafeh. I like this pshat. That's the Ramban, but again, that's an important point about the drabanans of Shabbos. Okay, so now we get into all of the Isurim concept that I mentioned before. All of the following is going to boil down to two words, Melechas Machsheves. Melechas Machsheves is how the Torah describes in Parshas Vayakhel, the work in the Mishkan was thought out, artisan, expert work. That's what was done in the Mishkan. So Chazal said, if that's what was done in the Mishkan, that is what is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Whatever was done in the Mishkan is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. So in the Mishkan, they only did expert work. So what's only Daraisa on Shabbos is expert Melechas Machsheves work. And therefore, the following six or seven concepts do not qualify as Melechas Machsheves, and therefore, at most, it's going to be Usur Derabanan on Shabbos. Number one, the order they have it here, number one is Shinui. Shinui. In the Mishkan, they did Melachos in the typical way that people do Melachos. They didn't do it in an unusual way. And that's the first Yisod. If I do a Melacha on Shabbos in an unusual way, it makes it from a Daraisa to a Derabanan. The Mishnah in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Gimel, source number 10. Hakosef Shtei Osios. If I write two letters on Shabbos, which is the shear for Kosev, Bein Biyamino, Bein Bismola, whether with my right hand, whether with my left hand, Bein Mishemecha, Bein Mishnei Shemos, we're not going to get into Kosev. Now, Chayef, if I write with my right or left hand, says the Gemara, right or left hand. I understand if you write with your right hand, you're a righty, you write with your left hand, you write with your right hand, that's normal. If you're a righty, so why you chayv if you write with your left hand? Ain't derek siva bakach, and therefore it's clear the Gemara assumes that's not a nisadaraisa. And most of the Rabbanan, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, the Mishnah must be talking about an ambidextrous. Be'iter yad shanu. But it's clear that if I do a malacha in an unusual way, so that is only going to be an iser derabanan. The Mishnah Berurah notes here, b'shem l'chayi adam, that the hands are only a chilek for writing or carrying. If you carry with your left hand, that's normal. Right, that's what the chayi adam. Mishnah Berurah quotes the chayi adam in source number 11. Cause of chayi adam, the kol malachos chutz mikosev, chayev ben bimino ben mismolo. That's why the Mishnah gives that example. Because most other malachas, you know, if you can do it in both, people use both hands for different malachas. So you have to know. You have to know by each malacha. What about carrying? So that's the Mishnah in Shabbos. The Mishnah says, if you carry on your head, you're putter. That's not normal carrying. Motzi masi arosho, you're putter. What about some people do? Go to some Middle Eastern countries. Vibtib salomar anshe hutsal osen kain. The people of hutsal do it. But la daita meitzo kaladam. No. Their das is nullified, we don't have to worry about them. Major machlokas, we've shown them there. You can look in Tosfos, the Rashba, and others on that Mishnah. Do we always say, but l'daito, but l'maisa, for our purposes, we know that anything done in an unusual way is going to be only a drabanan. So we don't do drabanans either. So what difference does this make? In a case where there's a sakana, where I have to do malacha for some reason, I have to make a phone call, there's a danger, it's always better to do things b'shinoi. It's always better because that makes it from a daraisa to a drabana. It doesn't make a mutter, but it's b'makam sakana where I'm going to have to do a malacha anyway, that will make a mutter. The Shulchan Aruch sounds like you don't have to do a b'shinui if it's b'makam sakana. That's what we'll see later on. The Sephardi postkim seem to say that the Shulchan Aruch holds, maybe based on the Rambam, but the Rambam seems to say not. But the Shulchan Aruch says that the Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is what we call chutra. It's totally mutter. And therefore, you don't even have to try to look to do a b'shinui. But the Rama says in source number 13, V'yesh Omrim, Dim Efshar Lasos Belo Dichui U Belo Ichurai De Shinui. If you could do a malacha without delay, if it's going to delay, just do it straight. Pikuach Nefesh. But if it's not going to delay, so then if you could do it with a Shinui, do it with a Shinui. If you could dial the phone with your pinky, right, you could turn something off with your pinky, so that's better. That's better. It's going from a daraisa to a derabanan. Right, that's from the Mishnah Berurah Paskins to call kamash and nuchala asos beheter. If you could do it in a mutter way, mi daraisa lo shafki hatera venasa b'isser. So don't leave that mutter way and do a b'isser. V'nira do adin demai de shinui misacher adavamad. If it even delays a drop, but not enough to make a difference for the chola, then that is better. And that's what the Shmir Shabbos Paskins, right? Against the Shulchan Aruch, like the Rama, if a shinui could be done without delay, without affecting the situation, so then that is better. Shemachalim is a Shabbos, Latzol is Chai Adam, Yesh Lama'it, source number 15, Yesh Lama'it, Kachol HaEfshar, Basi Yesh Yisurim. It's always better to do less Yisurim. Im Amnam Ech Shash, Sezei Yesh Pielera, as long as it won't negatively affect al matzav achole. V'gam yish letzavsim es chumras ha'isser. And also to limit the chumra of the isser. If after latzal mibli lavar alayis a drabanan, better do a drabanan than a daraisa. That's the concept of shinui. There is a big discussion in the Achronim. You have this in the footnotes on page 254. There are some Rishonim that say shinui only makes a difference and only makes a drabanan if the result is different, not just the act. We assume lamaisa, even if the act is different and the result is exactly the same. If I dial a number with my pinky, the result, the number that's dialed is exactly the same. But there are some Rishonim that say, oh, maybe if the result is the same, it doesn't make a difference. It's still daraisa. But we're mekel regarding that. He quotes from the Egle Tal that shinui is good enough in terms of considering it pishinui. But you have there the Alkad Yosef in source number 16 that say maybe we go like the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, that it's hutra, and therefore there's no even lechatchila to do a pishinui. If it is a makom sakana, then you could just do it. Then you could do it straight. And all of these have many ramifications. You have a couple of sources here relating to the instructions that the chief rabbinate, the instructions that Rav Shmuel Elio gave during our time, when there's an Eis Sara in terms of phones, in terms of guns, in terms of violating. Again, we always, Pikuach Nefesh is mutter, but if we could always minimize the Isurim, that's what we try to do in terms of Muksa and other halachas. So this is all number one, Shinui. Number two, and that's not Malachas Machsheves, because in the Mishkan they did exactly normal, typical way of doing Malacha. Number two, Malacha Shenetzricha Lagufa, page 259. There is a Machlokes Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehud about Malacha Shenetzricha Lagufa. What is a Malacha Shenetzricha Lagufa? That's a great kasha. There are different opinions in the Rishonim. An example is given, we know clearly some examples. The Mishnah in Shabbos in source number 19. If somebody carries out, Hamozi HaSameis B'mita, there's a dead body in the house, I want to carry it outside the house because I don't want it in my house. It's putrid, it's going to make it smell. Maybe there are konim in the house. So if I carry out the mace, machlokes, chayiv. The Tanakhama says I'm chayiv for doing that on Shabbos. Remember, chayiv means daraisa. V'chein kizayis ben hameis, kizayis ben anavela, uka adasha ben asheret. Some source of tum is in my house. If I carry it outside, chayiv, I'm chayiv. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says poter means Aser Durabanan. Remember, that's the Machlokas. The Gemara says, what is this Machlokas about? Malacha Shenetzricha Lagufa. The Tanakhama is really the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda by Eloi holds Malacha Shenetzricha Lagufa is Chayiv, and therefore it doesn't make a difference that it's Einetzricha Lagufa. We don't know what that means yet. While Reb Shimon says, no, Malacha Shenetzricha Lagufa is an Iser Durabanan. It is Pater. So what is a Malacha Shenetzricha Lagufa? So there are a number of Shitas in the Rishonim. We'll mention two, Rashi and the Tosfos. Rashi says in source number 20, Malacha Shenetzricha Lagufa has something to do with the inherent nature of the act. Usually the act is to create a direct result. Let's say I carry something out because I want it out there. I want to have something there, so I carry it out there. That's the ultimate, that's the tzorach legufa of the malacha of hotzah. But what if I'm carrying something out because I don't want it here, not because I want it there? I'm kind of preventing it from being here. It's a preventative removal type of a result. That's ainet tzorach legufa, according to Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says in source number 20, if you carry out a meis shalem, even, I am removing a problem that's in Itzricha Lagufa. What if you trap an animal on Shabbos? Not because you want the animal, but because you don't want it to bite you. You don't want it to hurt you. That's a Malacha Shein Itzricha Lagufa. Why? Because the ultimate reason for trapping is because you want the item. But here it's just to remove. I don't want it. I want to prevent. That's a Malacha Shein Itzricha Lagufa, according to Rashi. Tosfos has a different shot. Different shot of what Ein Itzricha Lagufa means. What was the purpose that it was done in the Mishkan for? In the Mishkan, they did things for the ultimate purpose of the act. If whatever reason was done in the Mishkan, that's Tzricha Lagufa. If I do the same act, but I do it for a different purpose than was done in the Mishkan, that's Ein Tzricha Lagufa. And therefore, I'm going to be, according to Rabbi Shimon, I'm going to be Pater. That's what Tosfos says in Source 21. Ki atzorach shoysa malacha nasis bishvilo b'mishkan. The reason that it was done in the Mishkan, that is the ultimate. That's the ultimate reason. So, Machlokes, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, who do we paskin like? Machlokes. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam passes Melacha Shrei Tzricha Legufa is Chayiv on Shabbos. So it doesn't make a difference. Tzricha Legufa, Eidah Tzricha Legufa, says the Rambam in Source 22, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin of Hilcha Shabbos, Kola Ose Melacha B'Shabbos, whoever does a Melacha on Shabbos, Afal Pi Sheino Tzarech Legufa Shal Melacha, Chayiv Aleha. Even though you don't need the guf of the Melacha, you're not doing it for that ultimate purpose, Chayiv Aleha. For whatever the definition of the Rambam has. Kate said, for example, Harishakiba Saner, in the days of old, why'd they do extinguishing in the Mishkan? To create coals. If I extinguish for any other reason, and I want the oil, I want the wick, Kedishlo Yovat, I want to save it, Kedishlo Yisareif, because I don't want something to burn, that's a Malacha Shem Yisrich Lagufa, and you're still Chayiv. You're still Chayiv for that, says the Rambam. That's the Rambam Shita. Most other Rishonim argue. The Ravid and the Rashba and most Rishonim argue and say, no, we pass in like Rabbi Shimon. We pass in Malacha Shem Yisrich Lagufa is Pater, is only Yasser de Rabbanan. That's the Ravid in Hilchah Shabbos in Source 23. The Rashba, Vanan Kamina Kareb Shimon, de Pater. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions, but seems to paskin like Rov Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch and Shin Tazayin, talking about trapping, Source 25, page 261. Shar Shratzim, Fahat Sodom Litzorich, Chayiv. If I trap something because I want it, I'm Chayiv. That's a regular Tzeda, trapping. The Shalol Litzorich, Ostam, but if I trap it for some other reason, Patra Avalasar is also Durabanan, Olaram Chayiv. Go to Ramam Bichayiv. I'm Bichayiv on that because the Ramam is also Zirigu Vischayiv. But the Mishnah Brura, clearly, and even the Shulchan Aruch, it's not so clear, he quotes both opinions, both in Shin Tazayin and Shin Lamed Aleph, but we paskin like the Rov Rishonim against the Rambam. That's what the Mishnah Brura says on the next page. Halacha Kideya Rishona. Even the Sephardi modern poskim, the Alkid Yosef, says the majority of poskim disagree with the Rambam. Malacha Shrei Tzricha Legufa is only Durabanan. But again, it's a Chomer Durabanan. It's a Chomer Durabanan because we have that Rambam Shita that says it is a Daraisa, right? And that's where the Mishnah Brura gives the example of extinguishing. It's only going to be Tzricha Legufa Daraisa if I want for the coals. Most extinguishing today, turning off lights or any other types of extinguishing, is going to be at most and it's a Durabanan because of Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. There's an interesting tshuva you don't have in front of you of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe discusses, you know, the examples sometimes are given, you know, if a goy says, be mechal Shabbos or I'm going to kill you. So the Maharik has a line, the Maharik in a tshuva, Rav Moshe discusses this in Arachayim Aleph, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and he discusses this Maharik. The Maharik says, shouldn't every case of ones be a case of Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa? I'm only doing this if somebody's forcing me to do Melacha Shabbos. I'm only doing this to save my life. I'm not doing this for the purpose that it was done in the Mishkan, right? The cooking, right? Cook for me or I'm going to kill you, right? So I'm not cooking to cook. I'm cooking this to save my life. So this should never be a case of Da'oraisa Hilcha Shabbos, right? This should never be that kind of case. And what if somebody's sick? I'd rather not be sick. Maybe like Rashi's definition, right? If somebody has to be mechal, so maybe everything makam sakon should be a nisid rabbanan, because I'd rather not be in this situation. So Rav Moshe says you can't go that far. You can look at the lumdus there. The Rav Moshe discusses from a tshuva from 1944. Yud Gimel Tamas 1944, Tafshin Dalid. Rav Moshe discusses that maharik. Okay. Next. Davar Sheni Miskave. Next page, 264, we discussed Shinui is not Malachas Machsheves. And Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is not Malachas Machsheves. Malachas Machsheves has to be Tzricha Legufa, especially according to what Tosfos said. Davar Sheni Miskavein. What if I do a malacha, which I'm not doing a malacha. I'm doing an act that might cause a malacha to be done. That's also Machlokes, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yehuda, but that's also a lack of Davar Sheni Miskavein, the lack of Malachas Machsheves, according to Rabbi Shimon. Because Malachas Machsheves means thought out, exact. I'm going to do an act, and this is going to be the result. What's Davar Sheni Miskavein? I do act A, which might or might not cause act B. What's the classic example? Greira. The Gemara says in Shabbos Chav Beis, I'm dragging a bench over some earth. It's not very soft earth. It's semi-soft. Maybe it'll cause a ridge. Maybe it won't cause a ridge, which is the malach of Choresh plowing. I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe not. Then maybe it will. Not that it's for sure going to cause a hole. I just don't know. That's not called Davar Sheni Miskavein. But if I don't, it might or might not be. So then that's going to be Bachlokas. That's the case of Greira. Rabbi Shimon holds Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda holds Aser. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Omer, in Source 29. Gora Adamita Kisi Vesafsal. A person is allowed to drag a bed or a bench As long as he does not have any kavana to make the ridge. As long as you don't have kavana to make the ridge, it's mutter. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rabbi Shimon. Here we paskin. Darvish Shimon is kavin is mutter. Darvish Shimon is kavin mutter. Vehu, right? So the psik ratio, we'll get to that. Hilka gora adamita kisei v'savsal. Bein gedolim ben gitanim. Uvachli is kavin lasas chritz. By the way, Darvish Shimon is kavin is a principle that applies not only in Shabbos, but also in Kol HaTorah Kula. A nazir is not allowed to comb his hair. I Darvishin Miska, right? Well, if it would be a Darvishin, let me say it this way. If it would be a Darvishin Miskavein, he could comb his hair very lightly because there's a good chance that hair won't fall out if he does it very softly, and therefore it's a Darvishin Miskavein. And therefore it might not happen, and that's why it is mutter. We'll get to the next step. But look what the Shulchan Aruch says. Other examples. I'm allowed to walk on grass on Shabbos. 31. Mutter Lelech Agabi Asavim, Bein Lachim Bein Yaveshim. Why? Sometimes I look at my feet after I walked on grass, and sometimes blades of grass are on my shoes, but it's a Darvishin Miskavein. Not every step is going to pull out grass. Kivan Shein Miskavein Litlosh. Even barefoot, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says. Even barefoot, which is more of a chance, still, we paskin, as long as one does something that is a Darvishin Miskavein, it might not cause the malacha, that's mutter. And that's what the Shmir Shabbos says in Source 33. Mutter Adam Lechachich Benachas. A person could put their fingers through their hair or softly comb in a case where it's not vadai that the hair is going to be pulled out. If I have something in my beard, I could take out the food, even though hair might get pulled out. I have to be careful. The Tzitzel Yez are another example. If somebody's teeth generally don't bleed when they brush their teeth, they can brush their teeth on Shabbos. Okay, we'll get to toothpaste and But Lamaisa, if your teeth don't bleed, you don't have to be worried about that your teeth are going to bleed. That's a davar she'eino miskavein. If it starts to bleed, you have to stop. But generally, if one's teeth don't bleed, then one doesn't have to. Good. That's the first half of the discussion. Davar she'eino miskavein is not called a meleches machsheves act. But psik resha is. Psik resha is the foil of davar she'eino miskavein. Davar she'eino miskavein means it might or might not happen. The Gemara says often, mo de Reb Shimon. What's Psik Reisha V'lo Yamos? Where does that lashon come from? So the Gemara talks about that children, I guess in the days of the Talmud, would like to play with heads of chickens. That was a toy. So you want to go to your backyard, cut off the head of your chicken, and bring the toy to your child. What? You're going to do that? Your kavana is to just bring the toy? But the chicken's going to die. That's a malach of shochet. That's a malach of killing. Psik Reisha V'lo Yamos, rhetorically, for sure it's going to happen, and therefore it's usur daraisa. If I do act A, which will vadai cause act B, that is a malacha daraisa. That's what the Gemara says in a few places. You have it there in Source 35. Abayav Rav Adami Travayu, Moder Shimon Psikresha, Velo Yamos. Why? There's a big lumdis here. It's known as Rebel Chanan's Chakira in the Kovet Shir Miksubis, but others have it. You have it quoted there in the bottom of page 267. Either it's because Ki'ilu, if it's vadai going to happen, it's as if I had Kavana, even though I didn't have Kavana. To making the holes. Let's say it's a very heavy bench and a very soft earth. It's vadai going to make the holes. But I didn't have kavana for it. It's kilu yad kavana. If it's 100%, it's kilu yad kavana. Or what's called maisim mitzurafim. I don't need kavana. But if I have kavana for A, and A causes B vadai, then those maisim are mitzuraf to each other. And even kavana just for A is good enough, and I'm going to be chayiv for B. So those are the two lumdish understandings with many nafkaminas, psikresha delamichale, savik psikresha, many other nafkaminas. Feel free, we'll talk about psikresha lumdis some other time. But that's the halacha. Halacha lamaisa, psikresha is chayiv daraisa. That's what the Rambam says also, Source 37. Asa maisa, v'nas is biglalo malacha shevadai. I'm going to open the refrigerator. I know the light's on. But my kavan is only to open the fridge. So, no, that's psikresha. I'm turning on the light. Ki'ilu I had a kavana, or without, but that's a malacha. Avish lo neskavein. Shadavar yadua she'efshesh lo ta'ase also malacha. Right, we said before, you're allowed to walk on grass. Shadavar she'en miskavein. What about doing netilas yadayim on grass? I'm just doing netilas yadayim. I'm not kavana to water the grass. That's aser, says the Shulchan Aruch. That's an example of psikresha. So as 38. Ha'ochlem beginos. If your one is eating, having a picnic, asurim lito yadayim. You can't do netilas yadayim on grass. Shemashkim osan, that's watering them. Afal pishin machavnim, even though enough kavana to water them. Psik reisha, and therefore it's going to be aser. And again, this depends on circumstance. The Gemara says in Maseches Sukkah. Again, there's so much lumdus here. The Gemara in Sukkah talks about for hadasim, for a hadas to be kosher, it has to have more leaves than berries. When we get our hadasim, they generally don't have any more berries. But when you pick it off a tree, I once picked hadasim, there are these red berries there. Your hands get all red. So the halacha is you have to have more leaves than berries. What happens if when Yontif started, I forgot there were more berries than leaves on them. I forgot to take them off beforehand. So on Yontif, am I allowed to take it off? The answer is no. That's tikkun mana. That's an isser, at least an isser derabanan. That's tikkun. Says the Gemara, so how could there be a deah that says you're allowed to be ma'id on Yontif? Right, you're allowed to take off the berries. So the Gemara answers, Ravashi says, if you took off the berries, this is in source number 39, you took off the berries to eat. So if you took them off to eat, then that's mutter. So the Gemara says, 1 second, Psikresha, you took them off to eat, but it's vada going to make the hadas kosher. Answers the Gemara, to Isli Oshan Achrisi. I have another hadas, so I don't need this one. So it's the same act, but it's not, I don't need it. That's not Psikresha. It's not psikresha because I'm not doing the act. I have this hadas here. I'm not going to use it for the mitzvah, and therefore that's not psikresha. Maybe that's called psikresha delo nichale. It's a psikresha delo nichale, which is also not asa daraisa. There's a machlokas rishonim whether that's mutter, that's the sheet of the aruch, or rov rishonim. Let's say it's still asa drabanan because you're not getting hana from the malacha. That's why it's not daraisa. But we generally assume that it's still asa. Still asur d'rabbanan. Just to note, if one wants to do further research, look at the Ar Sameach on the Rambam when he quotes this Gemara. The Rambam leaves out the Yukimta of Islei Hoshana Achrisi. And the question is, the Ar Sameach discusses, how is that possible? It's only mutter if Islei Hoshana Achrisi. The Rambam says it's mutter even without Islei Hoshana Achrisi. So it's an unbelievable Ar Sameach on that Rambam that quotes this this halacha. But we generally assume that Psikresha is asur d'araisa, Psikresha d'lonichale is also asur d'rabbanan. The only time that something might be mutter is if it's psikresha, 2 points. Either it's a psikresha of an iser derabanan, there's some poskim, Rav Avadia is mekel. If it's a psikresha of an iser derabanan, Rav Avadia in source 42, afilu ledas achokim ala arach, even those who argue on the arach and say psikresha dlo nichale is asur, they would only say that by an iser daraisa. But if it's a psikresha dlo nichale of an iser derabanan, so Rav Avadia assumes that would be mutter near the kulayama moda de mutter lechachila. Must not be the kulayama. Many poskim argue with that point of Rav Avadia. The Shmir Shabbos quotes from others that no, one is not allowed to do that. Even if something is only going to result in nisa derabanan, sekwejla nichale is still asa derabanan. Dugma ladavar. Adam shesogar delas babes solatumo. A person is going out of their house. They're just closing their house door. V'yesham chaya. It happens to be a deer that ran into my house. I just want to go out to take a walk. Is that deer trapped in my house? No, because if I try to go get it, so it's trapped, but it's not trapped on a daraisa level, because it's going to lunge away from me. And it's a big enough house that it's not called trapped yet. So it's only asa d'rabanan, but I'm still not allowed to do that. Even though, lo nichale, I don't want this deer in my living room, still, it's still asa d'rabanan. So we posit against that Rav Avadia, Ashkenazic posit and posit against that Rav Avadia. What would be mutter? If it's psikresha of a tray d'rabanans. Not just if it psikresha delo nichale, but it's derabanan. If it ends up, there can be a confluence of two derabanans, psikresha, that's mutter. Let's heard an example. Let's say cutting oranges on Shabbos, really juicy oranges. Cutting oranges, so often when I cut the orange, a lot of juice squeezes out. As I'm cutting the orange, I don't mean to squeeze it. So are you allowed to do that? Right, you're not allowed to squeeze fruit on Shabbos. So is that schita? So let's think. The only grapes and olives are also daraisa to squeeze. Even if I would actually squeeze this orange, it's only asa d'rabanan. And I'm doing it in a shinui way. I'm not squeezing. You don't usually squeeze by cutting. So that's two d'rabanans. It's shinui and it's oranges. And I don't have kavana for squeezing. I have kavana for cutting. So that's like an example of a psikresha with a double d'rabanan, two overlapping d'rabanans. That would be mutter. If I'm squeezing it out because I want the orange juice to come out, fine. That would be a problem. But if I don't have kavanah, it's a psikresha, so then that would be allowed. There is a big discussion in the postgame, again, a big, big topic. Just to give you one makar, the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam, in the first perek, quotes the son of the Rambam, discussing what is the difference? Like, what did we say before? Opening up the fridge. I want to open the fridge. I don't want to turn on the light. Sometimes it's a little tricky to know the difference between a malacha shirin and sricha legufa and a psikresha, especially a psikresha lanichalei. I'm doing it for a different purpose than was done in the Mishkan. But sometimes it's hard to know act A, act B. So the Kesa Mishnah here, matzasi kasav a hefer, sheish be malacha shirin sricha legufa, ube psikresha velo yamus. Degabe psikresha, eno mechavin lo malacha kalikar. Psikresha means I don't have kavanah for the act at all. I don't have kavanah to turn on the light. The light is something separate. I have kavanah to open the fridge, not to turn on the light at all. The fridge is going to cause the turning on the light. That's psikresha. I have kavanah for the act itself. Let's say trapping. I have kavanah to trap the animal. I don't want to trap it for because I want the animal. I want to trap it so it doesn't bite me. But I have the kavanah for the exact act. That's the difference, as Rav and Rambam quoted in the Kesa Mishnah. Again, if I have kavanah for act A, which then will cause act B, that's psikresha. And that's also daraisa. Malacha shirin sricha legufa, I have kavanah for the exact act, just for a different purpose. So then that's going to be malacha shirin sricha legufa. It's interesting, a little bit ironic, that if you formulate it like that, it seems malacha shirin sricha legufa, you have kavanah for the act, just for a different kavanah. Psikresha, you don't even have kavanah for the act. So psikresha is chayav daraisa. Doesn't that seem more distant? Right, malachas shirin sricha legufa, you have kavanah for the mice itself. You're just doing it for a different kavanah, and that's going to be drabanan, according to what we paskin. Psikresha is chayav daraisa, even though I don't even have kavanah for it. So there's a lot of lumdus. There's a beautiful Aruch HaShulchan. If you want to look in Reish Mem Beis Sif Lamed Daled, but that's psikresha. Psikresha is a huge topic, but that's a little bit about it. Next, two more. Misasek and Grama. Misasek. What's misasek? Misasek literally means involved. I'm involved in, I'm misasek, I'm involved, I'm asuk be something. What does that mean? The Gemara says that's also a chisaron of meleches machsheves. We know what shogig means. Shogig means by accident, and there are different types of shogigs. I don't know today is Shabbos. I do a malacha, so I'm chayav a karban. I didn't know it was Shabbos today. Or I know it's Shabbos, but I didn't know this was usher on Shabbos. That's also shogig. I didn't know. But misasig means there's something lacking in the act itself. Let's say I brush against the wall and I turn on the light switch with my shoulder. I didn't even realize I was doing an act. That's an example of misasig. Or, again, we're not going to get into the details, but you can look here, the Increasus, the Gemara, and the Rishonim have different discussions of misasig, and we kind of passing like all of them. What if there's misasig? I think I'm going to do act A, and I end up doing act B. I reach down, I want to cut a flower, this red flower, I mean to pick it up, and I look away for a second, and when I reach down, I ended up picking a white flower instead of the red flower. Misasik, I didn't do exactly what I wanted. Or, what if I meant to pick up a detached flower, it was already detached, there's nothing wrong with that, and I ended up picking an attached flower. Again, if there's a chisaron in my das for the malacha itself, that's misasik. Or even if you the light switch case, you don't brush against it, but when you go out of the bathroom, you turn the light off. If we would ask you, is it Shabbos today? Yes. Is it also to turn off lights? Yes. So why did you turn off the light? I just did it because it was just, well, that's what I do. It's hergel. Well, that's misasek. Again, these are all different levels of misasek. I have something in my pocket and I carry it out on Shabbos. Right? I didn't even realize I was carrying it. Misasik, I don't realize that I'm doing a malacha. So all of those are also not chayav on Shabbos. That is called misasik. There is a huge discussion of lumdis. Rabbi Kiva Eger, you have the Tshuva Kiva Eger on page 275, page 48. Misasik seems to be different than shogeg. Because shogeg, you're chayav a karbon. And misasik, you're not. Rabbi Kiva Eger suggests, and also as he discusses this with the Nesivus, the Bekar Chaim, which is the Nesivus' commentary on Hilchos Pesach, maybe Misasek is a deeper exemption than Shogeg. Shogeg is a Maisa Avera with a Petur Onshin. And that's why I have a Karban, because it was a Maisa Avera. Misasek maybe isn't even a Maisa Avera. It's not a Maisa Avera. You didn't do anything. It's not a physical act was done, but it's not attributed to you. And therefore, it's not going to be, that's why you don't even chayav a karban. Rabbi Kivager suggests maybe there's a difference between misasik and kol ha-Torah kula and misasik and hilchos Shabbos. Misasik and kol ha-Torah kula is a maisa avera with a patur. Hilchos Shabbos, meleches machsheves teaches me, it's not even a maisa avera. Not even a maisa avera. There are exceptions to misasik in other areas of halacha. The end of that Gemara in Krisus, you have it there on page 272 going to 273. Misasik b'chalam v'arayas chayav. and any avera of misasek, but I get physical pleasure, a maisa bia, food, I don't realize something is not kosher and I eat it. Then you're going to be chayiv, because the hana'a establishes it that it is my act. It is my act. That physical pleasure establishes that it is my act. But in general, in Hilchos Shabbos, which is not about hana'a, so then misasek is going to be not going to be an issa daraisa. Again, you can't say putter, like you're not going to be chayiv a carbon either. We try to prevent misasek. Right, we try to check our pockets before we go out, the Gemara says. We try to, some people have covers on the light switches. So we try to present mizasek, but that's another example of melechas machshavas. Finally, the last one for today, and that is grama, indirect. In the Mishkan, they did direct melechas. I have kavana, I do an act, it brings a result, yashir, maisa yashir. Grama on Shabbos, indirect, is derabanan. Is derabanan. Right, that's what the Gemara gives the example by kibui. If there is a fire and the fire is spreading, and if Bisman Hazeh, generally every fire is pikuach nefesh, put out the fire. But let's say it's a situation where there is no spreading. I remember we once had a case where the plata cover caught on fire. So we quickly took it outside and put it on the counter, put it on the deck there with tiles. There was nothing around it. It was just going to burn out and go out. There was no danger. So you can't pour water on it. You could pour water around it, says the Gemara. Pour water around it so when the fire gets there, it's going to go out. That's indirect. That's gram kibui. So usually gram is also drabanan. But makum, danger, some danger like that, gram kibui is going to be mutter. That's why the example the Gemara gives in that regard. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. B'makum seida. In the case of potential loss, not b'makam sakana, b'makam seda, that's already enough to be matir gram kibui. And the Mishnah Berurah says in the Bir Halacha, this applies to all malachas. Lav dafka kibui, source 51. Tu malacha shezuch legufa. Dafilu b'kom malachas adin kein. All gram is going to be mutter b'makam seda. And it's going to be asur drabanan shalom b'makam seda. There are many examples. Grama usually is a drabanan, but again, b'makam hefzid is mutter. I'll give you another one. B'makam sikresha is mutter. Sometimes I remember in the days of old, people used to have these schlocks on top of the sukkahs, this plastic they used to catch the water. And then let's say it got sunny out, so you want to take the cover off. So often when you take off the cover, the whole bunch of water falls down. So let's say it's on grass. If I take that off, it's going to go onto the grass. Psikresha. You can't take off the cover. Find another sukkah to sit in. Ah, but if it's on a deck, and first the water is going to hit the deck, and then it's going to roll onto the grass, that's psikresha. Psikresha, you don't have kavana to water, right? You know, it's going to end up doing it. Psikresha de grama, we paskin mutter. Psikresha is aser, grama is usually aser de rabbanan, but psikresha de grama is mutter. But generally, the yesod is melechas machshavas. So all of these that we've discussed, misasek, we didn't discuss makalkel, we'll have to get to that. Grama and misasek and psikresha, melechas machshavas, legufa, and shinoi, all of these are a function of the perfect work that was done in the Mishkan and the imperfect work that all of these represent. Note, 90% of the time, Melechas Machshavas ends up being a kula for Hilchos Shabbos. There are examples, you can look at Baba Kama Daf Samach, there are examples where Melechas Machshavas turns out to be a chumra for Hilchos Shabbos. It's not often, but there are examples. Hopefully we'll get to them at a later date. Have a great, amazing day, and this is an introduction to the Melechos of Shabbos. Again, the Tzurva Mirabanan, wonderful, amazing series, the Lax Family Edition, and the Peretz Family Volume number 17. Have a great day.